people want to say like homosexuals are the same as like have the same relationships as heterosexuals, but it's like no, dude, because you only have sluts in there.
No,
you don't have a fucking non-slut in the group.
Glory holes for women.
They don't have glory holes for women. Where women go down and lick a difference. Bunch of box. Yeah, that's a great. They don't have glory holes for women.
Women are not getting their clam jam on a lunch break.
Everybody wants you when you're by. Loving all the girls and loving all the guys. Everybody needs you when you're by. But the tension and the passion's double amplified. Everybody wants you.
Everybody needs you. Oh my god, it's two dogs fucking. Wait, no, that's not two. It's a dog and a horse. It's a dog and a horse. A dog is fucking a horse, everybody. For the first time, I wish I could get this on camera, but a male dog is fucking a fucking female horse. It's tremendous. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, everybody. My name's Ari Shaffir. That was a fucking YouTube joke, I guess. I don't know. I'm out in the fucking mountains and I got a microphone, a telescope, binoculars. That I got when Jolis came to visit me, who got diarrhea really badly. He stopped so many times on the road from Mindo to fucking Quito. It's a 2-hour drive. We stopped, I'm not joking or exaggerating, I think 6 times. It was like a tour of fucking gas stations along the Pan American Highway. That guy got diarrhea. And because we told him, don't drink the water. And he goes, hey, I'm starting to feel upset. My stomach's upset. We're like, oh, really? He goes, yeah, but I made some tea from the fucking tap water. Do you think that was a problem? I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. I told you never to drink the water here. Locals don't drink the water here. It's not even like other countries where it's like, oh, they're used to it. They're not used to it here. No one drinks the water here. And he goes, oh, do you think it's related? I'm like, for sure. And then he starts shitting, and he's like, I think it might have been the water. We're like, dude, no one's saying it's anything other than the water. Dude, he must have shit 15 times. He looked good, though. At the end of it, he looked good. Those bulimics, man. The shit bulimics. You have to be on another level if you're going to be bulimic to go, I'm not going to be the standard barf bulimic. Too much class for that. I'm going shit bulimic. I'm going to go fucking eat suppositories or whatever the fuck they're called to make you shit. I mean, you got a dream and you're like, I don't want bad breath. Eat shit, eat shit, eat shit. Give it up for you guys. The shit bulimics. Dude, I've been having a good time. I went to the Amazon. I got this fucking wandering Jew plant that I'm going to try to bring back. Shlomo. I'm going to try to bring back a wandering Jew that I got from the Amazon while this Jew was wandering. It's tough. It's starting to get roots, but I don't know. And then the last fucking, I guess, 10 hours, I gotta like wrap it in like moist toilet paper or not toilet, like tissue paper. I don't know how to take it back. And then obviously when you get to America, they're like, do you have anything? I'd be like, no. Dude, I can get this plant here. Why would I do anything? Because I have a fucking unnatural emotional attachment to fucking goods and places. So on today's podcast, everybody, Ian Fidance comes on. I've been wanting to get Ian to talk about for a little while, talk about bisexuality, and he says he's not actually talk. So we drove down to the Stress Factory in New Jersey. He opened for me, did a great job, and we started talking on the way about that. Oh, first let me tell you about the fucking Amazon, dude. It fucking breathes. That the whole Amazon, just the land, the trees, it breathes. The fucking thing is alive. We stayed like deep in the Amazon National Forest at the Sani Lodge in the part of the Sani community. It was great. They took you on a night hike. First night there, you got to go to the furthest town, like the furthest town that you can go on a road. And then you get on a boat and go down the Napo River and go another like 3 hours down the river. And then you're like in the fucking rainforest. It was fucking sick. The night hike, as soon as they started, like, oh, here, there's a tarantula lives under here. I'm like, what are you talking? And he takes a little stick and the tarantula comes like, fuck, I'll fucking kill your fucking stick. It was great. The sounds are so fucking immense. You go to sleep at night and they're fucking, it's like screams. It's like fucking people getting rape murdered everywhere around you, but it's just frogs. Do you think there's been any studies done on if frogs are getting raped? Why they would make that sound otherwise? It's like, ah! it's not even rape, actually. I'll take that back. It's more like in Cambodia when, like, Pol Pot would kill your child in front of you by taking it by the legs and fucking smashing it on a tree. There's a tree there. You can go visit the killing fields in Cambodia. I'm all over the place. It's one of the things Rolf told me. Fucking stay in one story, man. Don't keep going back. So they take the fucking kid. They didn't want to waste bullets, which, as a Jew, I get that. Don't waste bullets. Why would you? So they take these babies. Like, this is going to be graphic. If any of you guys have, welcome to demonetization, Ari. You couldn't fucking, I mean, there's no way. So they take babies, you know how you can get both your hands around a baby's leg, like both the legs, when they're that cute, when they're so fucking cute and their little stubby hands, oh, you just want to go on their belly and they go all over their belly. Oh God, that stubby little hands, that stubby, their feet are so cute. That's what I love when you take those feet and you put them in a ink pad and then fucking put those footprints are just the cutest footprints you're ever going to see. Oh, babies, man, they're just the cute. I had a rabbi that said the reason babies' eyes are so big so we don't kill them. So getting back to Pol Pot, so we would take those fucking cute babies by the legs and take all his henchmen and take them, and there's a tree there, and they would just go, oh, Baba! Splinter. All right, fair enough. That's called karma. Yeah, and the tree got hit with so many fucking babies until their skulls exploded that there's a fucking dent in the tree. Years later, they found these things, and there's all these, like, brain matter and fucking... it's pretty gross. Do you think it'd be so gross that the demonetization gets demonetized and then I get remonetized? Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, those are the screams of the frogs. I recorded, actually, 2 hours in a fucking clearing in the Amazon National Forest, in Yasuni National Forest. 2 hours is just nature sounds. I left my recorder up there. It's on Patreon. If you want to go, patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. God, that's not even a normal one, but that's legit sounds of the Amazon on there. And then I got a good story for shit that went down over there that I'm only going to put on there on Patreon. patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. Support me. I got lots of fucking cool shit. I got guest comics on there, whatever. But today it's about Ian Edwards. Ian Finance. He's a good guy. We talked once about the fucking problem with the world and how everybody's at each other's throats. This is while the Stand was being renovated. So 2 years ago? 3 years ago? And we had a long talk on the way home. He's a smart guy, Ian. Smart guy. Oh, here's his credits. He has a podcast with Zach Amico called Bye Guys. Fits right into this fucking episode, Ari. Bye Guys. Every Thursday, 11 a.m. guest schedule. No one watches it live, Zach. And then Ian's Infinite Playlist on Sirius XM Radio, Channel 99, every Friday at 1. That's only live. Streaming on demand and the app. Oh, it's not only live. His ska band released music and recorded new tracks. Sock full of pennies, Z with a Z. Pennies with a Z. YZ. .com. You gotta go to the website. You'll see Ian as a fucking... I can't tell if he's a dork or cool. It was tough for a while. This is big fucking hair. The best roast, I'm all over the place. The best roast joke about Ian was somebody called him, back when I had my big fucking hair and the glasses, somebody called him Sorry Shaffir. Those roast battles are fucking great. Anyway, so we took a trip down to the Stress Factor where he opened fucking great. Him and Dina Hashem opened for me for 2 days. And actually, you know what? Before we go on, let's take a quick, short message from our sponsor. Pay the bills. And I'll be right back in 1 minute, everybody. Hold on tight.
Oh, hi, guys. Ari Shaffir here. You know, after a long, hard day of isometric training, my bones are smarting for sure. My muscles, too. So I had to soothe them with some CBD. And what better place to get CBD quality hemp than from CushyDreams.com? Cushy Dreams makes high quality smokable CBD. In both the kind you get from a jar and pre-rolled joints. Either way, they do wonders to make your bones and your muscles feel better. Honestly, after a long, hard day of skiing and shit like that, obviously smoke real weed too. I'm not gonna tell you not to. I'd be a fucking hypocrite too. Smoke a one joint CBD. And get that CBD from cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y dreams.com. Makers of high quality American-made CBD in flower. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I support this product. Oh, and if you go to cushydreams.com and enter promo code Ari at checkout, you get 15% off your order. That's cushydreams.com, promo code Ari, for 15% off your first order. Cushy Dreams, it'll get you working out again. Now back to the episode.
And we're back. Thank you very much for sponsoring this episode. It does not pay the bills. Please join my Patreon, patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. What was I going to say? Oh, so we went down there and I decided, like, let's record a podcast on the road. And so I did YouTube for the first time as a road trip. I did one of these with Mark Norman too, later, that'll be up like probably in 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, or 5 or 10 or 6, no more than 6. That was a good one too. But Mark Norman's was all over the place. We just did road trip. This one was about bisexuality. We started talking. He even was saying he's not gay, but and so listen, you know me, the way I fucking interview people, I'm like, okay, I'm all ears, skeptic but open-minded. And then after a bit, I was like, well, you'll hear it. I'm like, oh, dude, you're fucking, of course you're gay. What are you talking about? And bi is also gay. But he was trying. I mean, whatever. You'll hear it. And we talked about glory holes a little bit, and that's the title of today's episode. No women at a glory hole. I'm going to choose one of my best songs I've ever chosen for this. I started like thinking about what music I could play. You know, that's what I always do. It's fun. When the fucking audio version, I play different songs thematically that fit this fucking thing. I'm out of breath. This fucking mountains. Pretty though, huh? That's for the YouTube. The fucking video is for the YouTube people. YouTube.com/Ari Shaffir. The audio is for the rest of you. The music is for the rest of you. So anyway, I was like, what are the songs about going both ways? And then I started thinking glory holes. And then I thought, glory, glory, hallelujah. Elvis has got a great version. I was going to use that. There's some fucking Dixie versions of that. Battle Hymn of the Republic. Glory, glory, hallelujah. But instead, I chose this version. A lot. If you go extra points if you know what the fuck's saying it and the context. And I'm using it about a fucking nuts, self-lying bisexual about going to glory holes. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Take starts now with Ian Finance. No women at a glory hole starts now.
I'm trying to multitask as much as I can.
I know, Jesus Christ.
I like how you're like, I don't have a car though, because I know that's like a thing in New York especially.
Yeah.
Where it's like, people can get openers because they have automobiles.
I used to drive like 2 hours to do a 5-minute guest spot with like 4 other comics in a car.
Because you had a car?
Yeah, I moved to the city with a car.
I think that's probably my number one advice to give to somebody who's moving to New York for comedy.
Yeah.
Like, dude, get a car.
What's up?
Forget headshots. Those are done.
Yep.
Carl will get you tons of gigs.
Say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Dude, everything that's going on in this car is a manifestation of what was happening on the street.
That was
just
weird.
So many things.
As soon as you guys missed this, but as soon as we got this dude was like, hey, what's going on here? I guess he saw the door open. I was like, I didn't know how to answer.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm leaving? What do you mean?
He just saw all the cameras.
Like,
is this taxi? Is this Cash Cap?
Oh, maybe he thought it was something like that. I was like, I'm just filming. It's like, I definitely didn't have time to explain it to him.
Yeah,
I was like,
I don't know.
I'm filming my friend. We're going to go.
And then all these cars stopped, and I don't know if they were getting an argument over getting your spot or not.
Okay, so it's the law of the land. You tell me. But it's like, he goes, can I have that spot? I go, sure. And then someone else pulled up, I mean, 4 seconds later. And he goes, you're leaving? And I was like, yeah. And then I goes, is that your guy? And he goes, no. And then he goes,
oh, I thought they were all friends.
No. The guy
what?
In the car was not. I think the front van might have been his guy.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they were about to get into it.
I mean, this is the beginning of A Bronx Tale. That's how it starts. Over a parking
spot. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Over a parking spot, Sonny? It's more than a parking spot.
Yeah, he goes, no, I already called it. And the, you can see right away, because you can drive around for hours in this neighborhood.
Oh, dude, it's brutal. My neighborhood used to, I used to be able to park right in front of my place or a block away, wherever, wherever. And then before I got rid of my car, I had to drive and park under the BQE and then walk 25 minutes
really?
Home in order to get a spot. Yeah.
We live like rats in this city.
Totally.
I mean.
There we go. Dude, I got hit by a car right at this intersection on my bike.
Really?
On my bike, yeah, years ago. Yeah, I flipped over the hood.
Did they stop and say anything?
Yeah, and this woman, this like crackhead was like, "You gonna be rich now, I saw it." And I was like, "Okay, can you give a statement?" She was like, "How much money do you have?"
For the statement?
Yeah.
In return for the statement?
I don't have anything. She's like, "Well, I'm going." And I was like, "Oh, God damn it."
You're like, but don't, can you not go though?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any chance you can not go?
Can you just be good?
can you just be a human?
Nice? Yeah, yeah.
I saw somebody pissing right near the park yesterday, but like across the street in one of those seating areas,
uh-huh.
You know, the new outdoor patio spaces.
Yeah.
And he was pissing it. I'm like, dude, come on. There's people like in the next seating area. Just there's a park across the street with grass.
Yeah. What do you do?
He goes, I was just joking. I'm like, what joke is that? I don't understand what a joke that even would be.
I was just joking.
Like, what are you talking about? I've been that guy before where people didn't understand. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm missing the joke. I don't want to be that guy. So I'm like.
It's a bit.
Yeah. Who would the joke be on?
It's an inside joke with a friend of mine that lives inside of my head. I saw a guy jerking off. Did you ever do that Better Days show?
Yeah, McCallis show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So I saw a guy jerking off like a block down the street. He was laying on the ground jerking off, and I was like, "Hey, man, what are you doing? There's a park right down the street." And he goes, "You're right." And he just got up and walked to the park. There were like people walking. There were like girls walking by. Like, ah. Yeah.
It's just like jerking off is another level. I thought even like a dump is like you're crazy jerking off. I mean, don't you want to be seen at that point?
Well, I don't know if it's like a I want someone to watch me, or if it's just like a mental illness of like pulling at your penis, you know, because that like brings some sort of pleasure.
What if that was just you know how some people just have to keep rolling their hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same thing with
that's
your dick.
Like your tick.
Like, the pleasure is like, it's actually not pleasurable anymore because I do it so much.
It's not pleasure. It's a nervous tick.
Yeah.
I just pull my penis.
That's your only comeback. If somebody has a problem with you nowadays, you got to be like, it's a disorder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't victim blame.
I've done that to get out of trouble.
Really?
I told someone I was sick, yeah. Because I do those like stolen valor things.
What do you mean?
Like, do you know Stolen Valor?
Yeah, yeah, where they
yell at people in the mall and everything.
So they're wearing an army jacket that they just bought.
Yeah, yeah. So I do that to people that are like posers. So like I ran into a vintage store in Brooklyn and was like, this isn't real vintage. You're just ripping off trust fund kids. And the guy behind the counter was like, and you're not a real boat captain. And cause he was like wearing like a sailor hat or whatever. And a guy caught me like two blocks later and was like, what the fuck's your problem? I'm going to kick your ass. And I looked at him and I go, I'm sick. I'm sick. And he was like, all right, man. I was like, I'm sick. I just like turned around and walked away.
That's your only shot.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey tried that actually.
Really?
But his sickness was homosexuality. Remember? And he was like, you try to statutory rape somebody.
Oh,
and
he goes, he's like, well, no, I'm gay. That's why I was loving boys.
I love that he had saved that come out as like, this will help
his
me
get out of jail times. Free card.
But by the time he used it, like he probably put it in his head like 25 years ago, like, oh, this is my Trump card. Mm. And then by the time he used it, people are like, yeah, dude, everyone's cool with gays now.
Yeah,
You're not protected anymore.
Yeah, and actually it's like massively insulting to insinuate that gay men love boys.
Yeah, exactly.
you have really a lot of like, fuck this
yeah,
up, Kevin.
Regular gay men who are like, no, we don't. That's
yeah, yeah. We've actually been fighting that stereotype for a long time. So
I think priests have that problem too. It's like only a few of us are pedophiles. All of us are homosexuals. Yeah. That's why we're hiding out in the monastery. But like, only a few of us are homosexual for boys.
No, that's what you do. You're gay and you become a priest.
Yeah, most of us fuck other priests. It's a misconception.
Why else? I mean, it's just a baklanov, the Lord's cock.
You know the reason for that? For why they all go into the parish, whatever they call it?
What?
It's because they know, they're raised with religion,
mm-hmm.
and they know this thing is evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, but that's what they think. And they go, well, what's the way I cannot face this evil? is if I take a vow of celibacy.
Oh, right. You know? To not act out on the evil.
So, like, heterosexuals have to do the same thing.
Right.
So, but they're not running away from an evil. So, but the urge to fuck dudes is the same as a heterosexual's urge to fuck chicks.
Yeah, but then all you do is surround yourself with dudes.
Dudes who are also gay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not the best place to be.
But then it's kind of like sweet because you just grow old together. Like in your parish, you know? But you don't, like, have the sex.
Recenter, how do you do this?
What?
It follows you.
It's following you.
I know, but really? Then, like, I just get thrown off because of the back one.
Oh.
It usually goes away in Google Maps.
What,
No, it's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was like, I wanted to be a priest when I was younger.
Did you really?
Yeah. I loved God, man. I fucking loved Jesus so much. Yeah,
did you grow up Christian?
Totally, yeah.
Where?
In Delaware. I had like an animated, like, children's Bible that my parents would take away from me if I misbehaved. Because I, like, loved it so much.
Your punishment was no Bible?
Yeah. No Bible.
Damn, that's religious.
Yeah.
That is religious.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know Jessa Reed?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
She lives in Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, loved God and Jesus and, like, would go to church every... And it wasn't like my parents didn't make me. They just, like... I just loved God. So it was, like, a thing we did. It wasn't, like... I didn't grow up in, like, a strict religious household.
Wait, it was, like, your own thing?
Yeah, it was, like, my thing that
really?
I loved. And me and my dad would, like, take the gifts up on Sunday and everything.
Take the gifts up?
Yeah, to the altar, you know, from the back of the church. And I... You know, your first Holy Communion is, like, the first time you take... You know, the body of Christ and everything.
Mm-hmm. And with the wafer?
Yeah, yeah. With you know, his body. And I would go up before that with my dad, and he would take it, and I refused to leave the line until they gave it to me. Because I was like, well, my dad's doing it, so I'm doing it. So I got my first Holy Communion, like, way before I was supposed to. It was, like, a huge ordeal. I got in trouble in the class. I was in, like, first grade.
I mean, technically, if it's not allowed, then it's just a wafer.
Yeah.
It's not actually the blood of Christ until it's... It becomes it like.
I mean, it's always just
role,
a wafer.
Right? Yeah, I mean, looking back, you're like, yes, it was actually only a wafer.
Always just a wafer and grape juice.
Did they ever have one that was like, I don't know, garlic flavored Triscuits, like something delicious?
They just Ritz crackers.
Because the wine wasn't the shittiest wine. Maybe it was the shittiest wine. I don't know.
It was like Merlot. Juice. It was like grape juice, but then in like once you're like out of grade school, or no, even in grade school, you could take a sip of wine.
A sip is not going to kill anybody.
Nah, but you could chug it if you wanted.
Has anybody relapsed on it?
Relapsed on church wine?
Yeah, church wine, yeah.
I mean, that would be, you know, divine intervention. You know, it's like, well, it's God's...
God made me.
God made me. He wants me to drink again.
He set up the whole system.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He had a priest literally put wine in my mouth.
Yeah, and he's willing me to lose my family.
What, you couldn't, if you were still religious, you couldn't take that, right?
No. No, no.
That would relapse I would. Or that would, like, break your streak?
No, I mean, it's like, I've accidentally, like, sipped out of someone else's drink or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what was my intent? My intent was to drink my drink, not to get fucked up, so it doesn't, I'm not going to, like, let that rattle in my head, unless I'm in, like, a really bad place and I did it on purpose. Which I used to do.
You have to tell yourself, like, did I actually do that on purpose, or was that...
Yeah, well, before I would, like, go to a full-blown relapse, I'd be in a place where I would, like, move, like, friends' drinks around and be like, oh, I'm going to take a drink of my ginger ale. Oh, that's whiskey? Uh-oh. Or I would, like, get bitters.
Yeah.
Because bitters is tons of alcohol, and I'd be like, I'd, like, announce, like, I have a stomachache. I need bitters. And I'd just, like, drink a ton of bitters.
Dude, I love people trying to, like... proclaim stuff for the benefit of other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So like, dude, just drink. Nobody here cares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would just like say that so nobody was caring to begin with. And then I thought my ego was so big that it was like, no, they need to know that I'm being innocent right now.
Whoa. So wait, yeah. So when you got into Christianity, that was just like a hobby you got into yourself? Your dad was also religious?
No, I mean, we would go to church and I don't know why, but I just like loved it.
Yeah.
I like loved, you know, the stories from the Bible and like, cause I had that picture Bible, like it was like animated. So I thought the pictures were cool and everything. And it would like sum up the stories in like a couple pair for like kids, you know? So they would like read it to me. I thought it was nice. And then, I would like pray all the time and like, Oh, dude, we have like family videos of me singing like choir songs.
Wait, do I go here? What is this thing? Yeah,
it's here. Yeah. Holland Tunnel.
See, it doesn't. It still says West Houston, Houston.
I know, it's fucked up.
Why do they pronounce that Houston? Sorry, go ahead. Go back to it. I got it.
Nah, I don't know why they pronounce it Houston or Houston.
So wait, you would have a picture book, a picture.
Yeah, and I would like sing church hymns to my family. Like, I fucking loved
dude,
God,
what a fucking
dude.
Dork.
I know.
Did you ever get rightfully beat up for it?
Dude, I got picked on in like preschool or whatever, and my dad was like, would like teach me how to like throw a punch. I was like, well, Jesus would turn the other cheek.
And you're like, dude, Jesus ain't here right now.
Yeah, well, then my dad died, and I was like, God doesn't exist.
Is that when you lost it?
Yeah, I was 8 years old. I was like, fuck God. Yeah.
You lost it at 8?
Yeah.
Wait, did you have like a...
Like a what?
A real thought of like, oh, what is all this?
Oh, dude, the day he died, I had a dream that he died. And I woke up and I said, God wouldn't do that to me. God wouldn't do that to my family. And then he died and like the fucking thing in the sky I like believed in to protect me really took a big old shit on me.
Whoa.
So I was like, all right, this, fuck that, you know.
Damn.
But I was like 8, so I couldn't like...
Was he in the hospital?
No, it was like an accident.
You had a dream that he died before he died?
Yeah.
And there was no lead up to it?
Yeah, and I begged him not to go to work that day.
Because of the dream?
Well, my aunt died the day before, so like death was like surrounding us already. So like the night before,
yeah,
we were all kind of
like
joking about death. And then I woke up, begged him not to go to work. He tucked me into bed, and then I had a dream he died, and then I woke up, and I was like, God wouldn't do that. The Heavenly Father would never
allow
cause any damage, would allow death.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like,
meanwhile, I'm not really reading the Bible. I'm just, like, looking at the little pictures.
It's like so much death in the Bible. That's
yeah,
a great point.
I didn't really comprehend what I was reading, you know?
Yeah. So much death in the Bible.
I know. The Bible is a terrible book for a child to read.
Yeah, oh my God, it really is. It's just so violent.
Yeah, but this was like a propagandized children book. And like it was like I love the story of Samson and Delilah. They made like Samson hot and Delilah was a babe, you know.
Uh-huh.
And like Adam and Eve were just like chilling around. You know, they didn't really go into like, you know, chopping Abraham's son's penis off or anything in the children's Bible.
Wait, they didn't have circumcision yet, did they? Abraham, Isaac?
Yeah.
They didn't have circumcision?
Yeah, yeah. That was the whole thing. Abraham was told by God to circumcise Isaac.
No, kill Isaac.
I thought he was circumcised.
No, murder him. And
really?
Then a ram came and he sacrificed the ram instead.
Well, where'd circumcision come in?
I think not till Moses.
Really?
I think because there was no Judaism until then, and circumcision was just to be Jewish.
Huh.
It was Jewish. It was like whatever with Jacob and stuff. It was a tribe, but it wasn't like a religion yet.
Okay.
But I had a falling out with God
yeah, and stopped my Bible study.
I could see someone at home now going, like, he's not an expert. I'm like, yeah, dude, he was 8. He was 8.
Yeah.
Fucking relax.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't know you were religious.
Yeah. And then, like,
I was
going to
say, what'd your
later,
dad do? But, yeah.
Years later,
New Jersey.
Became a, like, an altar boy, and I, like, tried to, like, do it again, and, like, I slowly built my faith up.
Yeah.
And in high school, I would, like, go to church every Sunday on my own and stuff, and then my grandfather, I, like, watched him die of cancer, and I was like, that's it. This is over. Fuck
so did
that.
You not believe, or were you angry at God?
I was angry, but I was building my faith back, and then when I saw my grandfather just, like, wither away, that, like, who helped raise me to step in when my dad died, I was just like, this is fucking horseshit.
Fuck this dude.
Yeah, and I was, like, close with a priest in high school, and I just remember, like, having these, like, blowout conversations with him, just, like, yelling of, like, this is horseshit. Like, it's not real. Like, you're like, a fraud. You're a good person, but why are you telling me this? Like, this, look at everything that's happening. This is bullshit. And I would, like, flip out. And then, you know.
What did he say?
He was, like, the most understanding, like, loving person. And also, at the
real
same
Christians
time...
Real Christians like, I'm not going to get mad back. I'm a real Christian. So, I just can't.
Like,
it's not in my
wheelhouse. Loving and kind. But at the same time, I had that whole thing in me that, like... You know, because, like, when somebody dies when you're younger, everyone's like, well, they're with you now forever.
Oh, fuck off.
I know, and that fucked me up because I had just started, like, fooling around with boys and, like, figuring out my body. And that... Like, I figured out... I saw porno like 2 weeks before he died. And because of Christianity, I was like, oh, I'm being punished.
You're like, that's the reason.
Yeah. I was like, I thought I killed my dad because I figured out how my penis works.
Mm-hmm. That and having a retarded child because you made fun of retards.
Yes.
That's like.
Yes. Dude, I was haunted. After high school, a buddy of mine took me to like his friend's house, and his friend's brother was there, and he was like severely like challenged. And he grabbed me and he kept going, you. And I was like, oh my God, he knows I've done like Riri voice. Like, oh my God, the children I'll never have will be retarded.
It was popular in grade school.
It was very fun. You had to ask someone how to kill a retard. You just give them a knife. Please, it was fun in the cafeteria. We liked it. Please. We meant no harm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's. I feel like they should tell everybody in like grade school. They're like, hey, just so you know, if you make fun of retards, retarded people, you're going to have real worries when you have a child.
Yeah. You will think you will just
let me
birth
tell
a
you
flock
kids.
Of retards. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about jinxes. Something you grow. They're not going to teach you in many classes, but it's a real thing in your head.
Yes, you will not get a Coke. But
I think that's the only religion people have is like, fuck, I think I jinxed it.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, dude, that I get, you know, I don't know what would happen if I had a child and they had, you know, a lot of issues. Like I give people so much credit that dedicate their lives to their kids that, you know, will like never walk or like autistic and they can't speak or whatever. Like that takes so much
severely
patience
autistic.
And, oh,
I could God. Do. I
How many retard jokes did they make?
I could do semi-autistic, but anything more than that, I'm moving to China and letting the law handle it.
It's a daughter.
It's a girl. It's a trans woman. yeah. How old were you when you realized you were like, are you bi or gay?
I'm not gay. I'm straight, but I've like fooled around with a ton of. I can't be like intimate with a guy. I can, but I like act out sexually and we'll hook up with a guy because it's like instant gratification, but I could never like date a guy or be like, this is my boyfriend, Steven.
Because of what? Homophobia?
Maybe, but it's just not for me. There's like a thing where people are like bi, but they're like hetero bi or like, but I don't even know the term. I hate like all the terms or whatever, but. Yeah, I can't.
That's where
like,
everybody gets mad. It's like if you don't know the exact term someone else knows.
I know,
it's like,
so
dude, you know
fucking
what I'm talking
stupid.
About. It is stupid.
It's
like,
so
you know
fucking
my
dumb.
I just don't know the word.
Yeah, and.
I'm not Latino, I'm Chicana. I'm like. But I didn't call you Chinese. Like, I pretty much. I mean, come on, dude.
It's ridiculous, and like, I don't even like. Like, everyone's like, I'm an individual, and I don't want to be boxed in, but I am this very specific term, demisexual. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Demisexual?
Yeah. I don't even know what it's a term. I don't even know what it is. There's, like, heteroflexible and hetero blah, 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 blah.
Wait, so that means you can get hard for a dude?
Mm-hmm. But my heart can't get hard. I, like, can't get... What's up?
What would that? Hey, ladies.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, dance. You can have an emotional love with a woman.
Yes.
If you have a
if
dude,
you have a
in
the guy
mix,
in the car, I'll suck his dick and I'll love you.
Yeah. You doing, baby? She smiled like, as soon as we.
It's
soon
like
as
Alexa, call 911.
Alexa, these guys are doing an underrated podcast. Alexa, please help. What if we just get? I want to just fake it. If not for cops, like doing their actual job, I want to fake it. Just be like, I'll fucking kill you, bitch, just for like the joke. But then, like, if I got shot, I'd be like, ow, yeah, you were right to do it this
like
time.
Like the guy pissing. It's a joke.
Yeah. Wait. So, what would that be called, or what would the? How would that be described? If
well, it's like yeah, like bisexual, but I don't really like that term because it's like, I don't know. I guess I am, but I love women. I date women. I am intimate and in like loving long-term relationships with women, but I can like hook up with a guy. I'm really a sex and love addict. I just like act
like
out
fucking.
With guys to get that instant gratification of like, it's like a high. So I'll like hook up with a guy to get like high and I'll feel shame. So then I got to do it again to get rid of the shame. And it's like a really bad cycle. But
Wait. You feel shame from hooking up with a guy?
Yeah. Or if I get like a prostitute or like use a girl for sex, I'll feel like I have a lot of shame associated with sex.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's from being like Catholic or just from like you know, but I can get high from it and like use it as like a distraction or whatever. And guys, are, you can get a guy to your apartment like fucking seamless. You just go on Grindr and a guy like shows up.
You go on Grindr?
Yeah.
How easy is it? I mean, there's never going to be like, I see what you look like, good or not good.
Dude, it is like the most basic primal form of
dude,
like,
this thing sucks.
Mating of it. Hold on.
Does it show where you are on yours?
Yeah, it says Jersey Turnpike to I-78.
Yeah, we're already 95. On that. It's not moving anymore. It does it on mine, too. I don't know why it freezes suddenly.
It's God smiting us.
It is maybe God.
He's
like, no, I don't want any emails finding out about this. Yeah. What does it say? I-78, 95 to what?
And you're on that for 75 miles to 95 south.
Okay. I can handle that without looking at it.
Yeah, dude. I think we take 95 south to cars, trucks, buses to the turnpike.
Okay.
And then exit 9 is like the
exit
real...
Exit 9?
Yeah.
We take this exit 9. Okay.
Exit 9 to
boom,
New Brunswick. But,
just
yeah.
Wait. Okay, so the shame has to be related to your Christianity, right? Because you're not in a society that judges you for wanting to fuck dudes or fucking dudes.
Right. Yeah, I think it comes from that. But also it comes from the fact that, like, I mean, if two willing participants are using each other, then it's totally fine. Like, I'm not fucking someone on false pretenses. You know, I'm not like, hey, I want to be, like, in a relationship with you and fuck and then I leave it. It's like, no, we both know what this is. But there's still, like, shame in it because I know that it's just, like, fleeting. It means nothing. This is a disposable person. There's no fulfillment except for coming.
Do you feel the same shame with some fucking skank? You know, some like, but a female, like, or even a prostitute.
Well, because usually, like a girl, I'll go on a date, you know, and there's like some form of connection.
Yeah.
But like,
you don't just
hook
up with somebody in a bar?
Like a prostitute, I don't drink, so I can't hook up with drunk chicks.
Right. When did that start?
For me?
Yeah.
Man, I've been sober for 5 years now.
Okay, I knew you're not sober then.
But I like relapse a bunch in between.
Okay.
But whatchamacallit? Yeah, I don't know. It's something and I'll go and have you ever tried to like fuck your pain away or like in between relationships? You're like, I just gotta fuck to get over this person.
I wanna feel something.
Yeah, I just wanna feel it. That's what I do, and it doesn't feel good. It's what I've always done. I'm like trying to stop it now because it's gotten me nowhere. It makes me feel like fucking empty.
So you feel the same shame with a woman then? With a non date woman, just like a hookup. It's definitely easier to get a hookup when you're drinking, but like.
Totally. But I. The shame isn't as deep.
Yeah.
But it's all about intent. Like, if my intent is just to fuck so I don't have to feel, I'm going to feel the shame. Like, I've gotten shamed into fucking, like, prostitutes before. Because I would, like, edge with them and call them up and be like, hey, you know, whatever. And then right at the point of, like, okay, here's my address. I'd be like, look, like, I can't. I don't want to do this. I have like a problem, and they would be like, you wasted my fucking time. I'm gonna put your number out here and blah blah blah. You better come over. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like this. You know,
like, I'm back
chastised.
In
I'm into it.
Oh, it turns out I have a
you
fetish.
Won. Yes. Oh, yell at me more, Miranda. And
what's edging? When you like,
I guess like not. I guess like people edge with like they almost come and then they stop or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like I guess, shakers.
What's that?
Oh, the Shakers? First of all, they made great chairs.
What?
Yeah. They
Oh, the Quakers?
Not Quakers. Shakers.
Huh.
They were, I guess, like Quakers. They're, you know that region of Pennsylvania where they had like 40 different, like, we're not Mennonites, we're this.
Right,
like, well, you all dress
right,
the same.
Right.
That's the same thing as Chicana and Latino, but in their world. but,
You're misgendering the Mennonites.
You're supposed to fuck until right before you come. And then don't come. Not pull out. Don't come.
What?
They train.
That can cause so much harm to your tubing. They can give you epididymitis, you know, clogging, blockage.
Yeah.
It's not good.
All right. I believe that. they train, like, pubescent boys who are now, like, able to fuck. They train them on post-menopausal women.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember this from college. It had to be college, not high school. Yeah,
dude.
Train them on postmenopausal women so I can fucking pull out. And then they won't because they're like, you know, you can't trust a 14-year-old to pull out.
Right.
Like, this feels amazing. And you're like, yeah, but no harm, no foul because, you know, Margaret's eggs are gone. And then once they're able to, like, control themselves, then they can get married. They made excellent lawn chairs, but there's no new... They died out because there's no new... They don't make new members. They have to recruit.
Because they're all stopping their coming.
Yeah, they don't.
Because they don't come.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'd never heard of that. That's wild.
Yeah, I gotta look them up now. This is all from memory, so it might be like the circumcision of Isaac, or it might be actually real.
Right, right.
You ever have a memory where you're like, I don't know. I can't guarantee you that's true. I really think it is, but I don't know. Yeah, I think that's Shakers. And they made amazing chairs.
Wow. And they're all from like Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I think around there, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. So, wait, okay, so you only can, like, fuck with emotion?
No, I can definitely have sex without emotion.
I mean, but without feeling bad about it, I mean.
I can do that, yeah, but it's a thing of, like, I have no intent to, like, being with a guy, like, I've tried to, like, be intimate with a guy, and it just feels, like, weird. So I just, like, fuck to get off and basically, like, use someone to use their body to jerk off into. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just is, like, it's very transactional. Like, hey, I'm here to fuck. Okay, cool. All right. Well, hey, see you later. You know, and it just feels, like, super empty. But guys can just...
Guys can do it so much better.
Like, it's an act, like taking a shit. It's just something you do and then you're done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, people want to say, like, homosexuals are the same as have the same relationships as heterosexuals, but it's like, no, because you only have sluts in there.
No.
You don't
have a
non-slut in the group.
Glory holes for women.
They don't have glory holes for women, where women go down and lick a bunch of box. Yeah, that's a great, they don't have glory holes for women.
Women are not getting their clam jam on a lunch break.
Yeah.
You know. It's just, men are animals, and they want to get off. And
that's strange, though, that you can feel you can get off with a dude, or is it not strange? I don't know. You can get off with a dude, but you can't ever get emotionally connected to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
You ever think? This is what I always thought. Like best friends, like if they were women, I'd be like, we'd probably date.
Yeah, well, every guy has a joke with their best friend that's like, man, if only we were gay, we'd live like the best life, you know.
We'd
hang out, but it's like, well, we're both physically repulsive to each other.
Right. Luckily.
Luckily, you
murder
disgust
ourselves.
Me.
Yeah. Luckily, you disgust me. Exactly.
Because every time it'd be that scene in Ace Ventura with the plunger in the mouth.
Like, what is that? I don't remember it.
When he has sex with Lois Einhorn and finds out she's a man.
No, hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite?
Yeah.
No, she was trans.
Oh, full trans?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I remember. Okay. That's about vaguer memory.
Yeah, because she used to be Ray Finkel, and then now she's Lois Einhorn.
Was that just because they didn't know what trans was back then? Why do I feel like they called her hermaphrodite?
No.
What is a hermaphrodite?
Hermaphrodite has a penis and a vagina.
Yep, yep, yep. You're right. It was not a hermaphrodite.
Which is like .000 million...
It's like a nothing.
1% of the population.
Okay, sure, but why is it not LGBTQH?
Oh, they're getting in there, buddy.
They have. Is that Q?
They're jumping in there.
Because it's nothing to do with sexuality.
Yeah.
That must be great. Be a complete switch hitter and be like, whatever you got, I can take it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like such a small percentage of people. Imagine that. Like, not only the internal, like, what
imagine
am I,
that.
But the physical. What the fuck
am I? Yeah, because you have to be. I mean,
I don't
know what you have to be.
People.
But is it like you're a boy with boy and girl parts, or a girl with girl and boy parts, or are you just like a jumble with boy and girl parts?
What they used to do is the doctor would make the decision and be like, okay, well, it looks more like you have a vagina, so I'm going to give you a vagina. Or
and
like,
then chop the dick off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that must be so weird, especially when you meet your first boyfriend and they're like, why is your vagina to the right?
Why is it on your inner thigh? Yeah, and then that person their whole life, they didn't make that choice.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, it's just so, woof, woof. Couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Could you fuck, you would never come across a hermaphrodite.
Well, I'm into trans women.
Are
like,
you?
Yeah, yeah, like women, like that used to be men.
Yeah.
But I'm not into trans men, women that are now men.
Because they're women or they're men.
Well, because they're men.
Yeah.
Because they're like...
You know Margot?
Their idea of... Yeah, yeah. It's She's like their chick. Idea of a man, which is like, I'm a dude. What's up? I'm hairy. I work out.
You know? They have the Spike TV version of a man.
Yes,
where you're like,
yes.
Hey, we're actually not like that.
Yes.
I just come over and watch Awkward Teen Hunger Force. It's,
yes.
It's not...
Yes.
Like, I literally
are,
don't play Xbox.
They are
still
the,
be a man.
They're the Stuff magazine of mm-hmm. what a man is.
It really is. It's like this version of it that they think... Non, it's it,
they're yeah. all just little dudes, you know, which is great, but
yeah, they are.
But also, a lot of trans women are like what a guy thinks a woman would be, and they're like, into,
try to shake the hips, like, too
yeah,
much,
yeah,
like,
yeah, and like, so, like, always, like, super, you know, would,
yeah. Have you ever had a threesome with a couple?
I have, yeah,
and do how does that go?
I fucked the chick. I didn't touch a guy. I thought I was going to have to touch the guy to, like, get to the chick.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I guess, you know, I'll take one for the team, I guess. But thankfully, they weren't into it.
It was a double team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She had always wanted to be, like, and she was into him getting, like, cucked.
And you didn't have to fuck him?
No, I didn't have to touch him. But yeah. I fucked her. It
it's
great.
So interesting that it's like you treat it like a fleshlight.
A yeah.
Dude. You ever fuck a dude in the butt? Or
yeah.
just blowjobs? You did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's just
fucking,
so.
What do you think this is?
I mean,
right?
I don't know. I know a lot of gays are like, nah, I never butt fuck.
Really?
We just do oral.
Oh, or I think like there are a lot of bottoms that have never like topped.
Never, not even
yeah.
tried it.
Not even tried.
That's,
crazy.
That's I mean, it's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy because you're in that world.
Yeah.
It's like working at a burger joint. Like I've never had a burger, like, but it's there.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just try it in your lunch break?
I had a fight with Aaron. I think it was Aaron Berg. He was like, I've never had a banana.
What?
My life. And I was like, why not? He goes, never had one. Never had any interest. I'm like, but you've heard the reports on bananas, right? That they're pretty good. And he goes, yeah, but I've never had any interest. I'm like, you've never had any interest in a world-dominating
fruit?
But
wait a minute. Also, he is like Mr. fucking health, muscular.
Right. What a great way to start your
day. A banana is a huge part of mm-hmm. being fucking ripped.
I was like, you're taking pride in your lack of experience. And he goes, yep, let's go get a banana. Yeah. And at 38 or whatever, he was like, you're right, I'll go get one right now.
And he did it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he was
wow.
like, it was all right. But I'm like, how can you not have interest in something you've never had? If you had it, and I don't like it. But same thing with weed. When people are like, I don't smoke weed, right? And I used to do it, but I didn't like it. Like, that's fair. I've
yeah.
never smoked weed. Like, why?
Well, that's like people that are like, oh, I don't drink. It's like, oh, and they're like, yeah, I've never had it. It's just not for me. I'm like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, how would you know it's not for you?
I don't drink because I can.
Right.
It's not like, I'm like, it's just a choice. Like, yeah, I don't think so. If I could drink, I'd be fucking drunk right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like, in the car, like,
yeah.
going for it. I'm like,
I'd
dude.
Fucking have a thing of vodka. I mean, like, let's fucking do this.
I
can't.
I hate the pre-sobriety alcoholics. That are like, but still on the right side of handling it, but you could tell where it's going.
Uh-huh.
And you get in the car, like, I could take a roadie, right? I'm like, I mean, the open container laws are pretty strict in every state.
So then they just get in the back seat.
Yeah, right, right. It's like,
I've
can,
done
you just,
that.
Can you just wait like an hour?
I've gotten driven like Miss Daisy before, just
really?
So I could drink in the back seat.
Can I have
yeah.
a drink around you at the club or no?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Drink up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most
no,
alcoholics I know
issue.
Are like, on the fine side of it.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like soda is totally cool. But like some people are like.
Yeah. I just don't like to smell it. If I smell it, I get kind of like, ugh. But fucking drink. I'll probably be like, you should drink more. Because I love to
live through people.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Court McCown always like is always like, can I roll the joint? Like I just, it feel like I'm part of the crew.
That's great. That's like smoke, ex-smokers. They're like, can you just blow it in my face?
Oh, yeah, like, the cigarette right, smokers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't do that with booze. If I smell booze, I still kind of, like, shake and shudder.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking gnarly.
So, this is just so interesting to me that you know you're in the minority of people that'll fuck dudes who are not gay or bi.
Yeah.
Right? You're aware of, like...
Well, that's the thing. It's this weird thing because both, like, straight and gay people are not against, but they're just, like, gay people are like, come on, you're fucking gay. And then straight people are like, nah, you're definitely gay. You know? Like, it's not a lot of people that are like, oh, that's, you know. It's like they, homosexuality is not a choice. Being straight is not a choice. But being bi, you're choosing. It's like, I don't really have a
being
choice.
Bi, you're
I'm just
choosing.
You're choosing.
That's what they think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, I'm not choosing. I just can't help it that I get hard for both.
That seems to make you buy. If you can get hard, it doesn't seem like where your emotional attachment is. If you can get hard, that seems like your body's going like, yep, you're into it.
Yeah.
So that's bi.
I guess, yeah, but like, there's this whole school of thought that if you're bi, then you date men, and like, I don't know.
I've heard the theory. I think Dr. Drew said it, but it might not have been his theory. It might have just been quoting someone else. This is back in college, though, so this is like 20-something years ago. Mm. So that bisexuality was sexual immaturity. Mm. And it's either you're gay and you can't accept it because it's a stigma,
mm-hmm.
or you're like, you know, what I call them, college gays, where it's like, it's just popular, especially there's way more college lesbians than college
gay. Oh, for women that like lick a pussy once.
Yeah, it's like, I'm gay. Bi. Yeah, and then they can say it, but it's like, but your last 19 boyfriends have been guys.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like, come on.
Yeah.
But they like to say it. So it's one or the other, and it's like this idea that it's like, you just got to make up your mind.
Right, right.
And you're immature enough to not have made up your mind. But that doesn't...
Well, there's... So, Sex and Love Addicts... Damn, there's, go for it, oh, bro. My God. That guy's fucking flying. There's a lot of dudes that act... And also, it's a lot of part of the population of straight guys that do this kind of stuff and will never fucking admit it. Except to me in DMs or after a show and be like, if you tell anyone, I'll fucking kill you, you know?
They just gotta get off their chest?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People treat me like a priest sometimes with, like, shit. Because I, you know, because I talk about it on stage and stuff.
I get that with depression. And people are like, I'm really, what medicine
yeah,
should I
yeah,
like,
me
dude,
too.
You gotta go to a doctor, dude.
Yeah.
It's not for me to prescribe.
Yeah, dude, I get all these, and it's nice to, you know, be able to help other people, but I get a ton of DMs about, like, getting sober or getting off drugs or fucking depression or, you know, their whole thing of, like, I always felt, you always feel weird because you're with women, but you're like, I have this, like, secret. Like, I've done these things, and I don't know why, and... You know,
oh, yeah. I think our religious people are like that, too. Religious
totally.
Jews, for sure, where they're like, just because, you know, you have the sickness, God doesn't care. I mean, mm-hmm. not God. Nature doesn't care what religion your parents were. Mm-hmm. They just give you the freak sickness, you know? I like fucking fat black hookers. Like, it doesn't,
yeah.
you know what I mean? That's, you're just, a percentage of the population gets that. So, Norton got it, you know? It's like certain people just get it. So, luckily, he's not an Orthodox Jew, but if he was... It'd be like, yes, go. Oh. Go, dude, yes. But if you do, it's like, and then you are like a fucking strimal Jew with the sideburns. It's like, it's like, you can't tell anybody about that.
No, no, no. And then you start acting out in secrecy and like really deviant ways. And then you associate really negative things with a very natural behavior.
Right. What do you mean?
You start to think that you're like evil for being with a man, and you're not, you know. But I had like a lot of shame with that, and I think because I know myself now to where I know like if I'm on Grindr and I'm like trolling for dudes, it's because I'm not in a good place. I'm not happy. You know what I mean? I'm never like feeling good and present. And I'm like, let me just have a stranger come over to fuck. It's always when I need some sort of, like, gratification. It used to happen a lot on the road or, like, late at night because I'd feel so high from stand-up that I'd want to keep it going. So I would, like...
Oh, I get like that, too, where I go on, like, try to go on, like, I don't know, whatever, and, like, look at, like, I don't know, chicks online.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, maybe... Because they're not there, but at least it's something, you know?
Exactly. And then I would go... edge... to the point of like getting them on the phone and then be like, never mind.
Well, there is something about
because then it makes
their
you
willingness,
feel wanted,
their willingness to do it. That's
totally.
What the Tinder, the best part for me, because I didn't really get going hard mm-hmm. on Tinder. I used it a lot for when I used it, but like I didn't go on dates or fuck. I think I fucked twice on Tinder. But like just the match where you're like, just
I'm
that
wanted.
Moment of like, I'm wanted, she
I'm
wants
wanted.
Someone I want wants me.
I'm valid.
Yeah.
Someone thinks I'm attractive. Great. Now what?
But so you never got like that, you know, when you were like, I just want someone to fuck, you never got like, I hate calling it a stable, but like there was a, and harem is the wrong word too, but like a group of women in New York when I was single where you could like, you could just call them and be like, some every 6 months or a year if they weren't dating anybody, some if like every couple of weeks, and it's just like, hey, what are you doing? Are you, come on, you know, I'm out, like leave your friends, come over.
No, not really.
Oh, because then you get that rush.
Right,
without having a, it's like we just know we fucking leave.
Right. That well, there was like an ex that I had that were still like buds, where we would kind of like fuck on and off afterwards, and it was like, cool, this is great. We both are good at this, and that's fun.
Yeah.
See you later.
And that was fine?
Yeah. And it was nice because we were like comfortable and knew each other, but there was like a guy that I would hook up with a while ago, and then like once or twice we hooked up again, but I never, because I would like be in relationships for a while. And then
with chicks.
And then in between, I would just like, it would just be like binge and purge, you know? So I'm trying not to do that now because it's not healthy. It's like a distraction.
I mean, for sure, it's that. I always found it, though, like it's an opposite of a distraction, because when you, it's a distraction from if you want a girlfriend.
Right.
But like, if you just want to like get back to stand up, it's like, yeah, drain me of my like distraction juice, you know, and then I can get back to what I'm doing. So like every week, 2 weeks, whatever I have to get laid, it's like you have people you can call.
Right.
And the problem I always found was like if I had one person, then it's like, well, then they have the upper hand, where they can be like, you need to take me out.
Huh.
And if I have two, then I'm one person leaving away from being down to that one person. But three or more is my ideal.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Too much, then it's like
now,
juggling.
Would they know that you had
probably
these,
I think they
know,
would assume. I think they probably did too.
None of them thought that it was like a special thing with you. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I mean,
good.
Very occasionally that would happen, but then it's like, I didn't, you know, that wasn't because of the signals you put out. It was just like, eh, that's on you. Or or they were just like new to like a big city where they thought like anytime they fucked, it's like, why didn't you call me? Like, oh, we fucked
right
once.
Well, I would have a thing with a couple girls who it would be like, all right, we're like the main thing with us.
Yeah.
But if you're with someone else, wear a condom. So with us, no condom.
Yeah.
With other people,
yeah,
condom.
Yeah.
I would have that, yeah. But I've never fucked a guy without a condom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I've never been in a monogamous thing with a guy. So why would I don't fuck, like, strangers without condoms until we, like, know each other and, like...
You ever take PrEP?
No, never taken PrEP.
Mateo does. And he I got to do a podcast with him. He just goes for it.
Yeah.
He's like, it's as if you're wearing a condom. So you just, there's no, you know what I mean? Like, blast away.
And
that's why
there
you have
are
to wear
a ton of STIs in the gay community now. Because everyone's just like, you know. Because
also they're only worried about AIDS, right?
Totally.
So then the rest are like,
they're
not
worried about
HEP
or fucking, you know.
Have you heard about the old age homes with those STIs running rampant through there?
Is that true? I've always heard that. Is that true?
You're right. I don't know.
I don't know.
But like, they want to fuck.
Right.
Do they though? I mean, dude, it says a 68 or not. That's young for old age. Does an 80-year-old man want to fuck?
Yeah. And can an 80-year-old woman get wet? And would she stay wet when she sees you pull a catheter out? You know?
That's what they have to deal with it. And then rub their vagina with it. When you pull a catheter out? Sorry.
I'm ready.
Put it in. I got 10 minutes before my shit bag fills up.
Their foreplay is changing their colostomy bags together.
It's so gross. You ever, what was that Todd Solondz movie?
I don't know.
Happiness Storytelling. It wasn't Happiness. It definitely wasn't Welcome to the Dollhouse. It was either Happiness or Storytelling. And it was an extended scene of an elderly couple like fooling around. It was so it was like, this is weird. Yeah, it didn't feel good. So what would it be if you, because I met a guy, I knew a comic in San Diego who could not get couldn't come with a woman.
Really?
unless he was emotionally attached to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So, like, if you couldn't get emotionally attached to women either, would you be asexual?
For me?
Yeah.
Or in general? I don't know. I think asexual is when you are not attracted to any sexual activity at all.
Uh-huh.
And you don't... I don't know if you can get aroused if you're asexual,
you're
or if you just refuse to be... You just aren't interested in it.
I think that's what A is. It's just like, you're just... No interest.
It's
like 9/11 truther stories for me. It's like, dude, I'm not against you or for. I just, I'm not.
Not
I just,
interested.
No part of me wants to hear it. I just never
I
think
saw
about
half
it.
Half of Loose Change, I turned it off.
Yeah, I was like, all right, whatever. Whatever happened. I don't know.
I don't know. Although I know that I never come harder than when I'm like, I love you. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like that. Yeah, that like really.
Are you looking for a girlfriend?
Not now. I just got out of a gnarly relationship, and I'm not capable of being a partner to anyone right now. I have no interest in stepping into something with someone.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of work to do on myself in order to
Why'd you break up
for someone else. It just wasn't working out.
You don't want to. All right, yeah. We'll move on. You just gotta have it. I always forget that we're actually doing a public thing.
I know.
And so you're like, right. Like that, I can't air my shit. It feels like two people talking and like no one will hear it. And when we started doing podcasts, it was that. It was like 400 people will hear it, and they're all just comedy fans. So like, you can say anything about it. You can say full names. You can do whatever.
Yeah.
Because it'll never get back
to them.
It's
like a secret handshake between friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one on the outside would understand or hear it, so you could just fucking rap with each other.
Yeah. And now it's like not that. You have to like readjust. It's very difficult. Yeah. It's very interesting. Because I remember you once at Patty's. You were telling some story. I think you were drinking them, but I don't know. But it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
You were telling a story about hitting on some chick, and then she was being cunty, and then you were just like, yeah, fuck you. I'll fuck your boyfriend. I don't care.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And you just immediately like swayed over to that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I if I was drinking, that's probably very accurate. Because when I was drinking, I would just like do whatever.
Like
I wound up in some guy's bed one time. I was like blackout. I was like, how'd I get here? And he was like, Australia. And he's like, well, you dared me that I couldn't fuck you in the ass. We were at a pizza shop. I was like, did you? He goes, no, you came home, took your clothes off, and passed out in bed like a fat pig. I was like, all right. Adios.
You're like, I was right, right?
Yeah, I won.
I relied on your sense of non-raping to ensure that you could not fuck me in the ass.
I won the bet.
That's right.
Yeah.
My reward is your bed.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst Australian accents I've ever heard in my life.
I can't do accents.
But it's like the easiest one. Maybe Southern is easier.
Wait, hold on. You do it.
On Australian accent? No, that might have been worse actually. Yeah. All right, I'll take it back.
You sounded like an orphan chimney sweep.
Yeah. What time are you going to be there?
No.
No. I can not get it. It's half British.
Nar.
Nar. Sean Patton does the worst Australian accent, but mine might be worse than yours.
These are
Fuck.
So bad.
I was just watching that autistic show yesterday, and I was like trying to do it. I'm like, I haven't been there long enough. I can't do it. When I've been there, I can do it.
Well, you bet. No, that's
you better not shout. It's so close to English.
Hello, Goobna.
And then if you tell that to a British,
ain't it?
They're like, we're nothing like Australians. I was in East Timor, and they're like, where are you from? And I was like, yes. And they're like, Australia. I'm like, my accent's not Australian. They're like,
what?
English. They're like, no, what? Have you never heard an American? They're like, Jeez. Not really. Wow, that's interesting. So what are you going to do? Take some time to yourself and then just...
Yeah, totally.
Do you like the idea of having a partner like that?
Yes. I so
fucking lame.
Badly want
Weird.
A partner. But I am preoccupied with a bunch of stuff and I you know, can't be fully present and give a partner what they deserve. And so I need to work on that before I... get entangled with someone else and want to be sure.
I mean, I get it, but...
What?
Yeah.
What?
You're supposed to just, like, date, and then if you like them, then you're like,
I know,
hey, let's spend
I know,
more time
I
together.
I know, well, that's the thing. I always just go from one to the other to the other, and then it's just, like, distractions. And do you ever do this where you know the relationship's on the way out, so you find kind of, like, a leapfrog? Like a lily pad to jump to so you can get to the other side of the land.
I had a joke about it, but that it never made work. That like, if your 1 year anniversary is less than 1 year after your breakup, then it's like, you probably were like a bad girlfriend or boyfriend. Like, you're not supposed to like have someone just in case.
No.
Because that's you not committing.
But people do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, they're just like a coffee friend.
Mm-hmm.
We just go to the diner together, you know?
Can you imagine that in other parts of life? Like, oh yeah, let's go see the new Transformers movie. And it's like, all right, but just so you know, I also saw Avengers starting it, you know, like 10 minutes after that. Like, just we're going to
just sit and be, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, I'm not doing that. I'm trying to change my pattern.
Yeah.
You know, be alone. I've never been able to be alone. I've always...
It's fun, bro. It's like a legit fun thing to do.
I'm enjoying my alone time, and I'm packing my schedule out with like hanging out with friends, going camping with friends, mm-hmm. and like I'm going to the Velodrome tomorrow in Queens, which is like it's like a bicycle track.
What is that?
18 North, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a bicycle racing track.
Yeah.
And with the curved walls and everything. So I'm going to go there with a couple friends and fucking ride bikes. I'm going to a barbecue. And
oh, yeah, that's great. And yeah. that's what you would need permission for.
Yes.
To be in a relationship. Where it's, yes. like, it's not even about the sex.
Yes.
Single life isn't about fucking everything.
No.
It's about being able to if you want to.
And that's what single life always was for me, was I just got to fuck to feel good. I can't be alone with myself.
Right.
Let me isolate. And so now I'm trying to, like, be a fucking human. And I think, because when... We were together during quarantine, but she was in Pakistan.
What?
Yeah. And so I had to be alone during the fucking global pandemic quarantine. So,
What was she doing in Pakistan? She Pakistani?
Yeah, she's Pakistani.
Pakistani.
Iranian. And,
like, it's not Iranian, it's Iranian. I'm like, all right, well, it's the same difference between Aaron and Aaron. So fucking relax.
Yeah, yeah.
It's regional.
And, so I, like, got a routine. I started, like, seeing friends and, like, doing all this shit.
Yeah.
But then, when she came back, that all kind of went out the window, which was, like, you know, great and everything. But, I'm getting back into that routine of, because when she was gone, I wasn't, like, acting out or talking to anyone.
It's also COVID, so it's easier to be how am I just going to meet somebody and trade, you know, swap spit with somebody?
Totally.
It took on a new...
I'm, like, really trying to... Like, I was in a bad spot for a while because of the breakup, but I'm, like, so excited about just, like, you know, I don't know, planning things and finding, like, hobbies. Like, I picked up the guitar.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go rock climbing. Like,
that's the shit. When I'm with a friend and we're like, let's go see a movie... You know, like, mm-hmm. New York's a great spot for movies, yes. you know, and you're done at 11:15 at the Stand, you know,
yep.
and then you're like, what are you guys doing? I'm not sleeping until 3, like,
yeah.
there's gotta be something playing in the next 30 minutes. You could go to Union Square yes. or the fucking 2nd Avenue or, yep. or anywhere, Kips Bay, and then you're like, let me call my girlfriend and tell, it's like, but why?
Yeah.
Why are you calling your girlfriend and tell, you're out in New yeah. York with friends?
Yep. And I think the goal is to find a partner that you don't feel that you have to find permission.
Yeah.
You just both know that, like, well, I'll come home when I come home, and there's trust and love that, you know, I'm not out wagging my dick around.
Right,
and,
right.
And
if I'm out, I'm getting fucking blackout drunk with my friend. Like,
yeah,
who
yeah.
cares?
You know? That's,
or, like, invite me if you're with our friends, but, like,
totally,
but if you're not, that's
totally.
That's a, yeah, that's yeah, the ideal.
Yep.
Where it's just like,
that's
yeah, just
the
be
ideal.
Yourself, man.
Yeah. And, you know I'll find it, but I'm enjoying, like, making, I'm like to the point.
Rock
where
climbing.
Like,
rock climbing is such a divorced, like, 32-year-old woman. Like, I can do anything I want. I can go rock climbing. You know, it's all way better. It's like you're lying to yourself,
yeah.
lady. You're lying to us to lie to yourself.
Yes. That's so funny. Yeah, I'm going to go rock climbing with a bunch of dudes. Can't wait.
Can't fucking wait. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, I mean. It's,
yeah, I wish more people would be like into single life.
Yeah.
Or like, dude,
like,
it's fucking awesome.
Single life of, like, self-life.
Uh-huh.
Not single life of, like, I get a troll for pussy. You know?
Well, now
like,
you've wasted. And I've had friends that have done that. Even the seller, I don't want to name names again.
Right.
But, like, a friend we both know is, like, mm-hmm. pretty sex addicted. And it's like, and he loves to hang. And then it's like, he'll bring a girl to the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, she'll go to the bathroom. He'll come run over to the comics table to talk for 5 minutes. And then she's like, oh, she's back, fuck. And I'm like, dude, why do you keep doing
right,
this?
Right, right,
just hang
right,
with your friends.
Right.
It's a good hang. That's
right.
a bad example because you already invited her, I'm sure. But like, yeah, it's like, let me go talk to that girl. She just came in. It's like, you're with
yeah.
friends.
I know.
These moments are not like going to happen forever.
I do a thing where I'm in a relationship. I isolate. And I isolate a lot
too.
To begin with.
Yeah.
Where like, I don't go out. I convince myself that everyone like hates me. And then like, I like... don't go around my friends. I miss out on shit. And so I'm like really enjoying showing up for people and like, you know, hanging out, making friend plans and fucking being like, oh, you just want to walk? All right.
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
I was trying to get Jay to do that. I'm like, dude, let's get a joint and walk.
Yeah. Dude, there's a good walk and talk is nothing better.
Orthodox Jews, man.
Holy
if I fucking
shit.
Ran over an Orthodox Jew while I,
Is that my fucking sister?
Are they Orthodox Jews?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Of course.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are.
We saw them staring.
Where'd they come from?
I don't know. Just crossing highways like Orthodox Jews do on the fucking... Today's Friday night. Oh, it's Saturday. It's Yontif. It's Yontif. It's Sukkot.
Is Sukkot the chicken?
Nope, that's Yom Kippur.
Ah, okay.
Sukkot is the huts.
What's that?
When you... Nielsen? Yeah. When you have to eat outside in like these huts to commemorate the...
Oh, yes, the wooden huts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. My favorite thing of that is, so a lot of local like judges, they get sued, like, you got to take this hut down, you can't be in our parking lot of like a Jewish like restaurant, mm-hmm. right? But like no Jews can eat inside unless it's raining during that time. So the judge understands what it is, but he goes, you don't have zoning for it. And so he goes, you have 8 days to take that down. Which, it's an 8-day holiday. That's his way of going, like, hey, I gotta abide by the law, but I get it, and I'll fucking hook you up. Yeah. They did that with the Westboro Baptist Church people, too, when they were trying to, like, protest, you know, funerals and stuff.
They really died down, didn't they?
Westboro Baptist?
Yeah.
When Fred Phelps died.
Oh, that's right. And the whole family was like, yeah, this is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, like, the mom kept going, everybody else was like, it was just the leader. You miss a leader, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh shit, we're here.
Yeah, oh dude, was that you?
Oh, did I? Oh, sorry, whoops. Hey, welcome to Jersey.
That is that smell, right? As soon as you get into Jersey.
Oh, my bad. That's why I took the Pepto, I'm sorry.
I don't think it worked.
My bad, dude.
That is horrible.
Put on a mask.
Yeah, right. It's a perfect time to have that mask.
My bad.
Come on. Come on, come on. Love's the greatest.
Is this a spot right here?
No, it's 30 minutes.
Oh, God damn it.
I know. I saw it yesterday. It's so good. It's like too good to be true.
I know.
It's like that hacky joke that everybody does. Like, if you see a subway car with no one on it, fucking do not take that subway car.
Don't go into that car. Because you're like, you know they're going to be a man with doo-doo in it.
No.
You know the doo-doo man going to be in that car.
Come on, dude. That ain't a spot. Maybe it is.
Fuck.
Well, man, I hope you find your fucking whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
But that's cool that you're, like, appreciating being single.
Cause, totally.
Because, like, whenever I find girlfriends in the last, like, 10 years, I'm almost like, fuck. I was really enjoying single life.
Well, I want to find someone that I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go on a walk and talk. But I need to do that on my own now before I can, you know, do that with someone else.
Yeah, fuck this.
Yeah, it's kind of a tight spot.
Tight.
This but thank
dick,
you, man.
Porsche
that.
Dick.
Look at that asshole.
Ugh, with a Porsche? I mean, I just felt like the let's key his car.
I know where I'm farting next.
There's a crack in it right into the grill.
Yeah, yeah.
I let it go. It's like, what happened in here?
that fucking truck.
Yeah. I got a way better spot yesterday. This one, too? No, there's no spot. What if it's full?
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm sorry we're getting here so late. I know it's, like, tough to, like, not have any time to, like, get in your head before you go on stage. But I think they probably start, like, 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
It was, like, yesterday.
Oh, is that?
I'm taking it.
Yep.
It's over the line, but I'm taking it.
Oh, next to a... Is that a Corvette? Nice. You podcast while driving and parking. I am impressed.
Thanks.
Incredible.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Ian, what do you got to promote? I'll try to say in the introduction too, but like,
oh, great.
Wrap it up. Let's double time on it.
Follow my Instagram at Ian Fidance, IanFidance. October 24th, I'm headlining Philadelphia City Winery.
I'm saving this. It won't be out by then.
Don't go to that. Bank it. Just follow me on Instagram. Say hi. And if you've ever sucked a dick, you're not alone.
I can't believe you're not bisexual.
I guess I am bi. Yeah, I am bi, but I just I prefer women.
Affection of a woman.
Yes, yes. I prefer the intimacy of a woman.
What if you could? Last question. What if you were like two people? Like, hey, I just want to fucking leave.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, girl,
girl.
You would take a girl.
Yes, I would. You know, wear her pussy like a sleep apnea mask. That's my choice. Right.
Good job, man.
All right. Thanks, man. This is fun.
You're welcome. This is fun. Really good show. Yeah.
I hate myself for loving you.
that was the episode, everybody. Thank you very much, Ian in Finance, for coming in. The Bye Guys with Zach and Miko is the podcast you can listen to, and Ian's Infinite Playlist on Sirius and streaming. Tell him what you thought about it for sure. He did a great job that weekend. He did a great job. We were going to record on the way back, but they were like, kind of like, fuck it. I'll be back at Stress Factory soon. I got, you know, at some point, I'll start putting dates on. I got to think soon, maybe June. I might go back on the road in June. We'll see. Who knows where the fuck I am and when the fuck I'll be back. But maybe it's, I don't know. I'm having a good time. Why would I come back? You can get a t-shirt, though. The Ari Shaffir cat shirt. Right now, if you go to my website, it might be up. Podcastmerch.com. There's a link for it on my Instagram. Instagram.com/Ari Shaffir. Anyway, it's fucking, it's Ari, the Ari Shaffir cat. First shirt in a long, long time. So, that's the episode, everybody. For sure, that dude is into dudes. Maybe women, too, but for sure not into dudes. That was ridiculous. What am I smoking, you might ask? Why, it's a Rumenrawi. Ecuador's finest cigar. And the world's 2,380th best cigar. They don't have good cigars here. Not at all. I did find a couple of fucking fake Cubans. I found a real Cuban at La Casa de Habana in Quito. And it's expensive, though. It was like $30-something each. That place is expensive. And these were fucking $14. And they ain't good. But it's like, you know, when you're in Rome, do Rome shit. You know what I mean? I was going to like get more. Anyway, speaking of Rome shit. So I'm in Riobamba. Where they have the best fucking pig roast with the crackling. It's what they're known for. Every city here has another thing they're known for. Not every city, but things are known for being in one city. Some cities don't have anything they're known for. Riobamba is known for the Hornado. And they just take pigs and they hang. It's like, it's fucking the size of me. And they're just hanging in a fucking shop window. They just cut slabs off and roast it. And they give you this roast that's as good as Austin barbecue. Well, it's out. This Hornado is fucking delicious. So fucking juicy and it's slabby and the crackling. It was great. Why did I mention that? Because when I was going down there, I stopped in and I found some fucking scotch for the first goddamn time. And I was like, well, I've been going into so many places looking for scotch. And then, okay, they got Johnny Walker Red. They got Old Par. And I've also been drinking Colombia's finest, Aguardiente. And then every South American country has their own cane liquor, aguardiente in Colombia, and I think Brazil. Here it's Jumir. I drank a bottle of that on New Year's and got fucking drunk. So I go and look and hope in this scotch, and there was what's that distillery? Glenlivet and Glenfiddich. They had two. Expensive, $160, but. You know, when there's nothing, you got to make two. And then I saw he had a fucking humidor behind. And I was like, do you have cigars? And he's like, yeah. He opens it up. It's all Cubans. Monte Cristos. Cohibas. And I'm like, this is fucking tremendous. But I'm like, okay, but how much? Are they going to break the bank? It's just a small little box humidor. Are they going to break the bank on me? How much? The Cohiba is $6.50. What? The Monte Cristo is $4.50 and the other Cohiba is $6. They're so fake. I got warned about it too. They're like, never trust anything is so fake. And I smoked them. It made me nauseous. It made me pretty fucking sick. Oh my God. But, you know, that's living like the locals, I guess. I don't know. I'll be happy when I get home. I can smoke a real fucking cigar. I have a friend who's a cigar rep and he warned me. He's like, oh, dude, don't smoke anything out of Ecuador. They just put like fucking broom sweepings and they just roll it up tight. And I was like, I don't know, sounds good. If it gets you there, it gets you there. I'm also thinking heavily that the weed here is laced with LSD. Just as a standard. Anyway, you guys, that's the episode. So thank you very much, Ian Finance. I don't think I have anything left to announce. Like I said, another one with Mark Norman's coming up in a few weeks. Another road trip one with less of a topic, but it's Mark Norman, so what are you going to do? And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's been Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Take. I nailed this up. That's been Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Take. No women at a glory hole. For Ian Fidance, I'm Ari Shaffir. I fucking got it. Saying so long. Strangers.